The operational landscape for managing private wealth in the Netherlands has stabilized as the mid-quarter processing cycle hits its stride. Today, Tuesday, May 19, 2026, the Dutch Tax Administration, Belastingdienst, confirmed that its digital processing networks are fully operational, handling provisional assessments under the finalized Dutch Box 3 deemed returns 2026 guidelines. While individual wealth holders are breathing a sigh of relief after a series of late-stage parliamentary rollbacks blocked highly aggressive austerity proposals, tax compliance departments are rapidly shifting their attention to the stringent realities of the newly deployed digital counter-evidence infrastructure. The finalized Box 3 baselines, protecting the savings floor, the operational enforcement of the Dutch Box 3 deemed returns 2026 parameters marks a crucial transitional stabilization period as the country slowly migrates toward a planned real yield tax system later this decade. Following intense debates, Parliament successfully threw out deep proposed cuts to the wealth cushion, opting instead to index the individual tax-free capital floor upward to €59,357, and €118,714 for registered fiscal partners. This modification successfully shields thousands of modest, middle-class investment portfolios from entering the tax net. Concurrently, the state's imputed flat rate of return for the other assets category, a broad classification encompassing equities, mutual funds, digital assets, and non-primary real estate holdings, is officially locked at a definitive 6.00%. In contrast to this heavy investment assumption, the provisional notional yield on liquid bank savings is set at 1.28%, while the deductible yield framework for personal debts rests at 2.70%. Both the savings and debt metrics will be retroactively finalized at the start of 2027 based on actual market performance over the current calendar year. The underlying statutory income tax rate applied to all calculated notional returns remains completely stable at a flat 36%. The counter-evidence battleground, Opgaf Werkelijk Rendement on the true operational friction point for high net worth individuals, HNWIs, under the Dutch Box 3 deemed returns 2026 rules is the activation of the Tegenbeweegregeling counter-evidence rule portals. Following landmark Supreme Court rulings that mandated checking arbitrary taxation, the state can no longer legally force taxpayers to accept the 6.00% flat fiction if their actual portfolio yields underperformed. However, utilizing the newly optimized Opgaf Werkelijk Rendement digital escape hatch carries strict, data-heavy strings. The comprehensive paper net to prove your actual return fell below the 6.00% legal benchmark. You cannot simply show realized cash losses or flat stock listings. The calculation must factor in all unrealized paper gains, including the fluctuating annual value of investment real estate, derived from municipal WAS valuations, and volatile equities. The asymmetric inspection risk, initiating an official counter-evidence file, opens an asset holder's entire multi-jurisdictional footprint to automated algorithmic validation by the Belastingdienst. This effectively shifts the entire administrative accounting burden from the tax authority directly onto private wealth offices. The Box 3 matrix, initial proposed versus active enforced 2026 rules fiscal component, initial proposed 2026 plan enforced 2026 framework operational status individual tax-free base €51,396 €59,357 fully active and applied notional yield. Other assets 7.78% 6.00% statutorily definite notional yield. Bank savings 1.44% 1.28% provisional, finalized January 2027, Box 3 income tax rate 36% 36% fully enforced counter-evidence pathway manual administrative appeals automated digital portal, OWR. Fully operational, the illusion of moderation private wealth managers shouldn't let the drop from the initially proposed 7.78% rate down to the finalized 6.00% lull them into a false sense of security. A flat 6.00% assumed return remains an incredibly high hurdle to clear in a volatile macroeconomic environment, especially for conservative portfolios heavy on defensive bonds or rent-controlled residential real estate. By launching the automated OpGAF Workalik Rendemann portal, the Belastingdienst has cleverly insulated itself from further constitutional lawsuits while making the escape route as administratively exhausting as possible. If you want to challenge the state's 6.00% baseline assumption under the Dutch